CPV Radio, Central Texas.
This is AR Base. Keep it locked
right here
on
CPV
Radio.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, are you ready?
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
That's right, family and friends. It is the hottest radio network on the planet. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network has an all-star lineup just for you. TPV Reloaded, Sunday at 4 p.m., Wednesday and Friday at 11 a.m. The Caribbean Pepper Pot, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. The Grub, Monday at 12 p.m. Brother Don Presents, Saturday at 4 p.m. Man, Let's Pop at 6 p.m. every first Monday of the month. It is The Love Potion at 8 p.m. every second and fourth Thursday. TPV Wired Up, first and third Saturday at 8 p.m. TPV Presents by appointment only. You can also catch us on KBRG The Bridge or download Live 365. Walk with us. Let's go.
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair, like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
You're listening to the Psalmist Voice Presents right now on TPV Radio.
Psalmist Voice presents Let's Go.
What is good, radio family? It is the Psalmist Voice presents. This is a showcase for all artists, indie, international, gospel, music artists, CCM artists, business owners, pastors, entrepreneurs that are making a statement in the kingdom of God. And I am your most humble host, the Psalmist Voice. Back to you again and to present to you, family, another artist that's crossing all borders. We're going to try to get international Christian recording artist Remy Chung. He is coming in the building in just a few minutes. He is a long way away, so we're going to try to get him connected. But in the meantime, family, enjoy some music from our special guest. All the way from Nigeria, we have international Christian recording artist Remy Chung. He'll be in the building in just a few minutes. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of Remy John. We'll be right back after this.
Thank you, Jesus, as you reign in all the earth.
Lord, you reign in all the earth.
verse 1 says,
that the Lord reigneth,
and is clothed with majesty. When I look around the earth, all I see is the reflection of His glory. In your life, He reigns. In everywhere, He reigns.
Listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
You abide in my word, you're my disciples in. You should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Shall make you free. Shall make you free. Shall make you. Shall make you. How? You don't have to be a slave.
A slave to sin.
You don't have to be in chains.
A slave. international recording artist Remy Jean on the line. He is in Africa, and we are several hours away. So we're trying to get the connection right, and as soon as we get him on the line, we're going to get him in the building and chop it up about his latest project and much, much more. So keep it locked. This is Thomas Voice Presents, and continue to listen to some great music from Renita Jones, Good God, and then we had Angelo Veronica with The Truth, and we had Brendan John with D. Rain. So keep it locked right here on the Thomas Voice Presents. get Remedy John in the building. We're having some issues getting him connected. We're going to try one more time and get him on the line in just a few minutes. So we're just going to continue. Oh, here we go. Got him. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we have Nigeria in the building. We have international recording artist Remedy John Webster. God bless you, man.
Thank you, sir.
No problem, no problem. We finally got you on the line, so we definitely going to have some fun now. Pretty much, man, we've been talking off air for a couple of good months or two, and you're doing a lot of things in your homeland. And just give the family a little bit of backdrop of who you are and why gospel music was so important for you in such a time as this. You have the floor.
Let me go back by introducing myself again. My name is Remedy John from Nigeria. I'm a gospel artist. I want to say right now that I wasn't actually a gospel artist. I was a secular musician back then, a couple of years ago. And being the fact that my daddy was actually a pastor, I wasn't actually following the steps of the Lord, but my daddy never gave up on me. He kept on praying that one day God should reveal himself and his glory to me. And as God would do it, when I lost my daddy because he's actually dead, I was actually heading back long time ago to the studio to record my secular music as always. And while I was trying to record a song, I had a voice on my head that told me, it's time for you to go. This is not where I want you to be. That was the voice that kept playing on my head. And that was how my journey with God actually started, before I actually had an encounter with him after I gave my life to Christ. And being the fact that music have been the only thing that gave me joy, all I ever wanted to do was to do music. I had to tell God that it's time for me to do music, but I don't know how I'm going to go about, being the fact that I've not been in gospel music before. I've known secular music all my life, and I don't know, God just directed me. The first time I picked up my pen to write songs, I ended up writing over 7 songs that very day. And Don't Give Up is actually one of those songs that I wrote that very day. And that's so much thank God. That was how my journey, just want to make it short. That was how my journey with God actually started. I had an encounter. I was convinced, and God actually told me what I had to do, my mission in the world, and what he's going to use me to achieve in the world. That was the only thing that could convince me, not anybody. I think that was the Holy Spirit. That was God just speaking to me directly. Without that, I don't think it would have been possible for me to be where I am today or to do what I'm doing right now.
Wow. That's the funny thing about what God does for us, man. Like, we could be focused on our own thing, doing our own groove, being in our own niche.
Yeah.
And God has a funny way of using situations to bring us back to him. And, you know,
yeah,
and
exactly.
They say a prayers of a righteous man availeth much, right? So pretty much when your parents are going in on you and they are praying for you and they're praying for you and they're seeking God and things like that, and we're on our own path, and it's like you feel that tugging in your spirit and you're like, wait a minute, what is going on? But see, that's your parents praying for you and keeping and standing in the gap for you. Even if you're doing your own thing, even if you're not following Christ, all that stuff, they will definitely make sure they petition your name before the Father. And lo and behold, that's exactly what happened for you, man. And, you know, I praise God for you. I praise God for your ministry and what he's doing. And I praise God for what he's going to do for you in your homeland. And, you know, I'm excited because you are our very first Nigerian African artist all the way over the other side of the United States. And we definitely thank you, man, for coming on the show with us, man. We're excited. So you're definitely our first. So we definitely appreciate that, man. And I apologize for the cross connections here and all that, but we finally got you on. So let's get it and let's go. So we were talking about man, and we were talking about I particularly love You Reign. That's just my song, but Don't Give Up is your heartstring song where God told you to come to Him. And of course, we're going to play that in just a few minutes, but just give the family just a little bit more of a backdrop of where you are now, your latest projects that are coming up, and all your social media handles so they can get in contact with you and purchase your music and things like that.
Okay. Right now, I will start my Facebook page. I go with by the name Remedy John. That's my Facebook name. And my Twitter still remains Remedy John. But my Instagram is Remedy the Great. Remedy the Great. And on my email address, I still is remedyofficial@gmail.com. The official is OFFISHAL, not the real official. So those are my social media handle that anybody can get in connect with me. And right now, there's this project I've been trying to work on. We just that the problem happening right now is the lockdown process. So still back in the house, trying to ensure that I put things back in place so that immediately this lockdown will be over, I will proceed as planned. I'm trying to do a song. There is a song I'm trying to work on right now. Is actually titled One in Christ. Now, I want to use this, my music, to pass a message to everybody around the world. I want to talk about racism in the body of Christ.
Yes.
You know, a whole lot of Christians try to hurt themselves. The black hit the white hit the black, and the color of the skins and all that. So I just want to pass a message to the world to tell them that, just to tell them that without Jesus did not die for us to segregate ourselves, for us to discriminate ourselves. If Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for me and you to be free, he didn't say that it was dying for the black or it was dying for the white. He died just to set us all free. So why the discrimination? Why the hate? So the song is going to cut across a whole lot of continents. I'll bring in a whole lot of artists. I think I have 3 artists from the America. I have 1 artist from, I think the guy is from North Korea or South Korea. He's from Korea. He's going to represent Asia. I'm bringing someone from the African. He's my Nigerian gospel friend. He's going to represent Africa. And I have someone too from the Bahamas, which is going to represent the Caribbean. So it's going to be a very tough song. It's going to be a very great song. I will bring in the 7 artists into these songs so they can fuse in their experience. They can talk about their experience they've gotten, being the fact that they're actually different, you know, being black or being white. I think they have their series of experiences on racism. So it's a song that I've tried to preach in the world to show them that if I was actually drawing an example, an illustration. I bring up something a couple of days ago, and I said something. I said, if the white can bring in, a white man can bring in his blood in a bowl, and a black man can bring in his blood in a bowl, and they put it in one place, and they told each and every one of us, like, the black and the white, go in there and identify the blood, which one is black, which one is coming from a black man, which one is coming from a white man. Do you think that we can identify the blood? Definitely no. We can, because the blood all look the same.
Exactly.
We are not physical beings, we are spiritual beings, and the blood that Jesus said on the cross of Calvary that made us one was actually blood. So by blood, we are one. So why are we hating ourselves? Why are we hating each other? So the song is going to be coming down. It's been written down. I've actually started a background process with my producer. And I've seen some of the snap pipes and all. a snippet of the songs to all the artists that's going to be involved in the song. And I promise, I pray that by the grace of God, once this lockdown is over, I will try to ensure that the song comes down. It's just my newest project. It's going to be very, very, you know, it's be huge. It's going to be a huge project that I'm working on to ensure that I speak to people, because this thing every day is growing. We are passing it from generation to generation. You see a little boy that is growing up trying to hit the black. You see a little black, someone from the black community that is trying to hit the white and all that. It's not supposed to be so. And I just stumbled on a post by a friend of mine on Facebook, and he was actually saying something that he went to a church and it was being segregated. It was being given a different seat in a white man church. And I was like saying, this is not the right thing to do. So the song is going to talk about, it's going to address a whole lot of racism, and it's going to be a great project. I just pray that the grace of God come into place for that to be successful. That is the newest project. And I'm working on series of songs. After that, I'll be working on another song, though it's going to be featuring a different album, because You Reign, Don't Give Up, I Can Make It, and Not Look Down On Me, and series of songs like that are in that first album. My first album, which is titled Evolution Project 1. So I'm going to be going for Evolution Project 2 in my next album, which is my next album, because Evolution Project 1 is actually my first album, and Evolution Project 2 is going to be my second album. So I'm working every day to ensure that I put things in place. So I thank God for the grace God has given me so far. So that is the new project and everything.
Amen. And well, I'm glad that he is saying the same thing all the way over there in Africa, because I say the same thing over here in the States. I don't understand, if we are all men and women of God, if all of us love the same Jesus that died on the cross for all of us, even in the States, so segregated. Like, we got the white church, black church, Korean church, this church, that. Look, if we all believe in God, and I don't understand. And even in this crisis, man, what I don't understand is we're even more segregated. So how can you be segregated in a Jesus that died for all of us, regardless of race, color, or creed? We all believe in the same doctrine of the Word of God, but yet we are still being segregated. I don't understand it. That has never been. I never was able to grasp that concept, because we're supposed to love all people. So, because God so loved the world, not certain people, not certain creeds. He loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. So whosoever believes on Him. So regardless if you're black, white, green, purple, polka dot, stripe, it doesn't make a difference. As long as you believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, you are in the kingdom. So I don't understand it. This is why in this epidemic we're dealing with, pandemic we're dealing with, this is when the church needs to rise. All gospel artists, all race personalities, all pastors, preachers, we're all hiding under a rock. And see, that's just me. That's how I'm. My spirit is very heavy and green in the light of this, because this, we ought to be in the forefront, man. We ought to be setting people free through our gifts, our singing ability, writing ability, preaching ability, whatever God gave you to deliver His people. We ought to be going out there and healing folks, man. Whether if you opening your mouth and singing is how you heal people, praise God. If singing is how you heal people, praise God. But we're not doing that, man. We're too busy hiding behind our rocks, hiding behind our titles, hiding behind our images, hiding behind our prejudices, instead of coming together as a body, because the body can't function with only certain parts. It needs every part. So if every part of the body is something in one unit, it could be the very powerful force in this world, but yet we want to operate singular. And that's why we're having these problems.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But I don't mean to preach. We're not talking about me. But pretty much, I just want to. I'm really excited about where you're going in response to bringing everyone together and bringing giving everyone a voice. And that's important as a body. You're not just doing it for Remedy John. You're doing it for everyone.
Yes, sir.
You're like, okay, well,
yes,
how do you feel as a Korean gospel artist? How do you feel about what's going on? Or how do you feel as a Caribbean artist? How do you feel what's going on? So let's bring it together and make a song so we can be united as brothers and sisters in the faith and stop all this division. We have division even in gospel music, man.
That is actually, it's going to be a very great project for me. I'm praying every day that God should guide me and make it successful, because right now I'm having a series of situations concerning that project, but I'm going to pray through that God should lead me for that to be successful. You know, it's a problem that we are facing even right here in Nigeria. You see, there are a couple of restaurants that is owned by the white, and blacks are not allowed that to get inside there. And for anything, there are some businesses that the whites is not allowing the black to penetrate and all that. So when I say these things, and these are people that go to church, these are all Christians. So when I say these things, I say, no, someone has to talk about this. So because right now we are having Christians that keeping quiet, you know, when they say things, instead of them to use to address it in their music, they will just overlook it. They will just turn blind eyes to that. Not Remedy John. Remedy John is going to use his music to address every heel spot in the world. That is what I'm trying to work on. So I pray that God should help me and for that to come out successful. It's going to be a huge project. It's going to be a huge project. You know, trying to bring in all those people together to do music is not going to be easy. But I pray by the grace of God, everything will fall into five places.
So we talked about Don't Give Up. So my favorite song, You Reign. So what was the vision for that song, and what prompted you to write that particular song on this album?
You Reign, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You Reign is a worship song, but it's actually done in a rock version. That kind of music is called rock version of kind of music. I never actually wanted to do it in a contemporary worship kind of stuff. I just wanted to do something different. You know, that's what makes you unique, the ability for you to stand out from what everyone is doing. So that was exactly what I was trying to do. So You Reign is actually a worship song that talks about God's sovereignty. It talks about God's uniqueness. It talks about God's creation. It talks about how powerful God is. You know, I was inspired by the song. When I woke up one morning, I look at what God has done around me. I look at the trees. I look at the birds chirping. You know, the skies, the heaven and the earth. And I was just looking and I said, God, indeed, God is great. If we can create these things and still reign upon it, that means He reigns in the world. That means whoever that says that God is not real is fooling himself. God is real and He is reigning over and over again. So I thank God how this song came out. It was done with a friend of mine called Ubong Eyifoki. And
yes,
that particular song is one of the hardest songs in my album, because it took me almost 8 months to produce that very track.
Wow.
Yeah, because the devil was trying to fight that song recuriously. And like, when I finished with the first phase of the production of that very track, I saw what I've never experienced before in my musical career. The entire production went down the drain. I just went to the studio one day and I saw my producer. He felt so bad and he was feeling so sad. I had to ask him what's going on. He said, "Your song, your effort, our month effort that we're spending in producing this song has just gone. The computer get corrupted and the old file was terminated." So I almost cried, because I know how much I put in that very track. So we had to start the entire production from this crash. So it took me 8 months So when it was time for me, the guy that I feature in that track is not actually the person that I wanted to feature in this track. I wanted to feature someone else. So along the line, the person traveled, and I was like, what's going on with this very track? I keep on having problems with this very track. So I had to call in the AU4 key, and when the guy came, I told the guy he has not heard the song before. I told him, please, can you do something? Just get inside the booth and do whatever the Holy Spirit bestowed upon you. Just get inside and pray before you get inside the booth and do whatever God tells you to do. And I was so surprised how the whole thing came out. It sure means that God was actually hearing my prayer and he was with me. So the song is one of my best songs as well. One of my best songs is That You Reign. I love it a whole lot about radio stations, and they just love that. I think it's one of the best songs in Canada right now, because I have like 3 DJs who called me to say they really love the track. And one DJ from Leicester Community Radio, Ruth Dawn, is actually a gospel DJ in UK. He loved it. It's one of his own. It's one of the best songs he's been playing every Sunday morning. So I thank God how the whole song came out with.
Because I mean, like I told you, man, you can hear the pressing, you can hear the struggle, you can hear the joy, you can hear the pain, the anguish, the ups, the downs. You can hear it because as the song is playing, you can feel the elevation, and you can feel the power of the Holy Ghost steadily increasing because you had to birth that thing. It wasn't something that let me write it. It's produced. It's done. You had to start all over again and birth something else out of it from the original that you've already put down. So now, okay, I'm birthing 2 babies. I already birthed it the original way. And now I have to go all over again and birth something completely different. But see, through the pain, the hurt, the feelings that you had, you and your producer, you guys produced something totally different to the point that now it's affecting not only you two, but it's affecting everyone across the world. Because the song, you can feel it. It's like, man, we reign through the corruption of the files. We reign from having one original artist supposed to be on here, and it's not. He's not on here anymore. So this guy that came in, he just totally went off the dome and just flowed with it. And then now, boom, it's done. So let's see how it's going to work. And look what God's doing. He's opening up doors for you and your ministry, and is able to go across borders. It's not just stuck there in Nigeria. You're able to be heard in the UK, here in the States, all over the world, just because of that song. And that's what God does, man. You know, he takes our situations and circumstances that we think is hopeless, that we think we don't have no light at the end of the tunnel, and God says otherwise. He proves himself strong every single time. But we can't give up. That's the thing. We can't give up, because as soon as we give up, we miss our blessing. So I thank God that you didn't give up. I thank God that you stuck with it, and now you have this awesome song, You Reign. So, Remedy John, can you please introduce to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network family here in the United States, please introduce your 2 tracks, You Reign and Don't Give Up, right here on the Psalmist Voice Presents. You have the floor.
Okay, You Reign, I should introduce the song, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just like I've talked about You Reign, the other song is called Don't Give Up. It's an inspirational song that I try to encourage people. It's actually stirred from a problem I was having right back then in school. And I almost gave up on myself. My family almost gave up on me due to the fact that, you know, they had some financial problems. And I almost gave up in school. But when I'd get on my knees and pray to God, and I saw God coming to my rescue, I was able to pierce through, I was able to pass through that particular storm in my life. And so the song is actually a word that I try to preach on. It's a message that I send across the world to tell them, irrespective of what you're going through, don't give up. It's a song I listen to every morning, most times, especially at this pandemic period of time. So I try to tell each and everybody that is facing this pandemic, facing this virus, we shouldn't give up on God. He will never give up on us. We shouldn't give up on whatever we're passing through, the situations, the conditions, and all that. It's just for a night, and joy is going to come in the morning. That's what the scripture says. So that's just what the song is all about. It's a great song, an inspirational song. I use inspiring people and a lot of people all around the universe.
Amen. Amen. So family, we're about to hear Remedy John's both tracks, You Reign and Don't Give Up, right here, right now, live. So we have Remedy John in the building, family. And when we come back, we're going to have more with Remedy John. And we're going to talk it up and top it up some more about his other track that we have here, what we're going to play in just a few minutes. So Keek Block family, we'll be right back after this. Don't you dare move a muscle. We'll be right back.
TPV Radio, Central Texas. You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on, home team? This your boy Gino Worldwide, Pastor Gino, man of Free Wave Radio, Generation Now Church in Murfreesboro. Hey, you are now listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go.
Somebody know what you're going through. I cannot tell your situation right now, but if you believe God and trust in His word, He will do for you what no man can do.
Thank you.
John. Remy John is from Nigeria, Africa. He is a praise and worship leader and choir director. He was born and raised in the church environment, and his dad was a pastor. This is his first album entitled Hope Evolution Project 1, which is targeted at reviving people's lives and reconnecting them to God. So, part 2 of this awesome interview with international Christian recording artist, Remedy John. What's up? Yeah, man. So, are we a little bit hyped up over here? I forgot we had a show to do, man. Over here giving God praise and glory. I was like, oh, man, we got to go ahead and finish the show. So, yeah. So, that's just how we get down. But anyway. Cool. What was that?
That's cool. I love that.
Yeah, man. So, we've talked about Uvrain. We talked about Don't Give Up. We talked about your coming to Christ through the prayers of your father and how God opened up your eyes and opened up your spirit to pour out on the nations different songs to not only give them hope, but to take the wool over people's eyes with the prejudices that go on, not only in our church world, but in the world as we know it,
yeah.
And bringing people together internationally, mm-hmm. music as well. And that's definitely a gift. That God can give, just bridging the gap between different people from all over the world to bring the message of Jesus Christ across. And we're at a time that's vital right now, because we all need Jesus on a day-to-day basis, especially what's going on right now. And I don't take it lightly. I praise God for every opportunity that I'm given to meet individuals such as yourself and many other people that are actually making a statement in the kingdom of God and not giving up and not losing hope and making the situations around them as an excuse not to continue to do what God called them to do. And I applaud you, my brother, and I thank God for you. I thank God for what he's about to do in your life in this season. And I just pray nothing but favor in your life, and doors will be open that no man can shut, and then you can continue to bridge the gap between, you know, the prejudices across our world, not only in gospel music, but just abroad. And again, man, we give you encouragement over here at TPV Radio, and we will continue to support you and what you do for the kingdom of God. And we thank you so much for coming on the show again and talk about this project. So we got one more
thank
song.
Thank you very much.
No problem, man. We got one more song on the docket, and I wanted to give the family a little bit of detail on this song right here, I Can Make It. Now, what was the inspiration behind? Yeah, what was the inspiration behind that song, and what was the situation going on in your life that made you want to write this song?
The situation that actually happened is almost similar to that of Don't Give Up issue that I had. It's all turned back to God when I was actually I was about to be dropped out in school. It was more like a potential dropout in school when I'd given up on myself. I was like, because my daddy was actually healed. My dad was actually very healed, so he couldn't afford my fees anymore in school, and I was at the verge of graduating from school. So when I look back, I look at up and down, I had nobody except my family, and nobody could help me. So I saw God coming to my rescue. I had already packed my property to give up on school, to just answer that irritating name, drop out. And I was crying. I think I can remember that I went on my knees. I told God, if you love me and you want me to be, if I've ever pleased you in my life, if I've ever done something that pleases you, please don't let me go down this drain. Just help me out for just this one. and I pray and I live. I think I can still remember while I was still packing my property, I was about to return home. Then I had a call from someone I've not known before. He said, can you come to this sister place and meet me? At that first instant, I was scared, you know. So I asked, who are you? He said, you don't need to know who I am. All I'm trying to say, just come and meet me. So when I went, I met a lady that was standing, and I asked, how did you know my number? How did you know my name? He said, that is not important. God sent me to help you. That was the message. God sent me to help you. How much is your fee? So I told him, I told her, my fee is like 50,000 naira here in Nigeria. And the person said, okay, it's a huge amount of money over here. And the person counted the money and gave it to me and left. And I screamed, who are you? He said, you don't need to know who I am. You prayed and your prayer has been answered. It was one of the amazing things that I've ever experienced in my life. So I took the money and I was able to push through. So when I sit down, each time I tell people the story, because the story actually become an inspiration to thousands of people that have come across me. So I used to tell people, there is nothing that God can bring you in that will never take you out. There's nothing that you can find yourself. Like I see, I meet a whole lot of students right here in Nigeria who don't have parents, who are finding it quite very difficult to pay their fees and all that. So each time I share my story with them, they get inspired. I say, if God can bring an unknown individual to help me, I don't know if it was an angel or something, God can also help you. So the story taught me a lot of things, opened my eyes for me to realize that there is nothing in this life that God can start in your life that will never finish it. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Whatever is bad in your life, you will definitely finish it. So the story has become, has been a whole lot of inspiration to a lot of people. And I thank God I was able to pull through in my school and everything went successful. So when I came down and said, I can make it. So if I can make it, anybody can make it. You can make it. We can make it. Only we believe in God. If only we trust in Him. If only we put our minds and depend on His word. There are some times in our life that we need to take God's word by our hands and challenge God and say, God, you say in this word, you said this, you said that, this is your word, this is not my word, you said this, so you're making that come to pass. And I believe each time that happens, God rise up, because He's not a man that should lie, nor the Son of Man that should repent. What He says is what He's going to do. I believe that everything that God says in His word, if only we believe it, it will definitely come to pass. So I was always holding God by His word. Even when I was still in school, I saw God was helping me here and there. Each time I fell down, each time He raised me up, I would just run back and say, God, remember me. You said in this verse of scripture, you said in that, you never leave me and all that. So you always pull me through, even in this album. At the verge of my album, when I had almost done everything, my hands were dry up. I went to the altar, I went to the church, and I was crying, God, you can't take me and then drop me halfway. You can't just take me this far and then you leave me behind here. No, this is not your plan for me. If your thought for me is of good and not of evil, then whatever the devil is fighting to make sure that this project is not going to come to pass, is fighting in vain. It's a void fight that is fighting. So when I left the church that very day, I had a call from someone to help me out, finish up my project. So God has always been there for me. This time I called upon Him and said, Lord, you said you will never leave me nor forsake me. I'm here again. This is what I want. This is what I want. He's always safe. And what the secret of all things is that I hold Him by His word. I hold Him by His word and say, you said this. If there is anything that God respects so much and honor, is when we quote the scripture and tell Him, you said this. It's not me that said it, not my father, not my mother, not my uncle. It is you. It's written in your scripture. So if the beginning was His word and His word was with Him and Him was His word, so therefore means that every word I'm going to be speaking God, I'm going to be speaking Him. So that was the old frame, the old thing that I called back then that I was trying to write. that song try to inspire people, and that is why I've come to realize that my own ministry in this very gospel music is to inspire people. You know, those that are feeling down, the lost souls, God is actually sending me to the world to bring them back to God's hope. So I Can Make It is one of the great songs. It's one of the songs that I love so much. I wanted to do something at the international level, and I went to the studio and I prayed to God. I said, God, direct me, show me what to do, what I'm going to do, and how I'm going to do this song, because I really wanted to do something that they can meet up the international standard, that can meet up the international market and all that. And God led me to that very song. And that wasn't how the song was, but when I sat down with my producer, we tried to put our heads together. I told him, this is what I want. So with the direction and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, we were able to pull through with that song. I love that track every day. I play it every morning. And people around the world, the song has given me a lot of international radio interview in the U.S. It has been played in uncountable radio stations. And more, I keep coming. I keep hearing testimonies of how that song inspired them. Even when they fell down, each time they listen to that song, they just realize that God is right there by the side, that they can make it irrespective of what they're passing through in life. So it's one of the best songs. I so much love it. And right now, I just want to use this medium to tell each and everybody listening to this program right now, I want to tell them that song, I Can Make It, is actually on all digital outlets. So anybody can check that out and have it. It's a song that you need to have on your playlist. I recorded that song in 2019. Early last year is when I recorded the song. But I've never gotten tired of listening to it. This time I listened to it, I feel like I've just finished recording the song. The song is almost a year old right now, but it's still filled with the power of God. It's still filled with God inside it. Each time I listen to it, it sounds very new. It's renewing sound, resounding God's words and power is on the song. Best thought upon it. So I want everybody to go get it. Go support me right there. It's all digital. It's actually in all digital outlets. Bye.
Amen. Since you've had a touch of knowing what it's like to be on the other side, meaning that you were doing secular music for some time before you got to gospel. Now there's a thing called an iron curtain in the gospel music industry when it comes to music. Now, can you inspire any young artist that's out there? How they can continue to stay motivated in this world of gospel music industry or secular music industry. And, you know, people get the word industry and they're like, uh-oh, here we go. But what I'm asking is, can you give anybody encouragement that's an independent artist, that's a label artist? How can they keep their focus in spite of all the distractions that the industry brings to you?
Oh, okay. Let me start by defining, because what we are having right now is that a whole lot of our artists cannot distinguish the difference between ministry and industry. So I just want to use this moment to tell them right now, in the ministry, you go after souls, you don't go after money. Mm-hmm. But in the industry, you go after money. So I've been in the two phases of music together. So I know how the whole entire system works. When I have an encounter with Jesus and I was told to sing gospel music, I knew that I was up for something spiritual, because gospel music is all about spirituality. So if you can't be a spiritual individual and then you're looking for money, no. Money will come when the time is due. God knows how to bless you, but the first thing he wants you to focus on is the souls of humanity. So that is the first step that I want to use in telling, I want to tell each and everybody out there actually venturing into gospel music. You need to know right now, you need to invest yourself in God's word, invest yourself in spiritual processes. Because being the fact that you've chosen to represent God, the devil is going to come after you. He's going to come right after you. I know a lot of spiritual battles that I fought in my life. But since that, I choose God over Satan, because when I was still in the secular music, I experienced a whole lot of forces behind my musical career. I think there was an interview that I had a couple of months back, and someone asked me the difference between gospel music and secular music. And I was like telling them, I'm not trying to condemn secular music, but I'm trying to tell them that you cannot serve two masters at the same time. You can't serve mammon and then you're serving God. If you are for gospel, be for God. Then if you are for God, make sure that you put all your life in it. Do everything possible to make sure that you win souls for Christ on a daily basis. Let every of your lyrics be God inspiring. Let it be word of God inspiring. Because we have people that write gospel music for themselves. Then we also have people that write gospel music for people to touch lives. If you want to listen to a whole lot of my song, you realize that I'm preaching. I preach a lot. And most time I try to bring in scriptures. Other scripture will now reflect in the chorus or it will reflect in the verses. So this is how the songs are supposed to be. So as a gospel singer, I want to encourage them to seek the face of the Lord. God has his own time of announcing anybody. I've been in music for over 20 years now. And being the fact that I was actually doing the wrong thing and God was keeping me in his secret, he never actually wanted me to come out. So by the time I switched to gospel music, I saw favor, connections within and without, both national and international. I had recognition. People started helping me. I was very surprised. So when God is behind what you're doing, it's going to favor, it's going to bring people with your destiny helpers that's going to be helping you to make sure that whatever that God destined for you comes to pass. So that was what I was actually facing, and I want to encourage them. What you are doing right now might not bring in money, might not pay you, may not pay some of your bills right now, but it will definitely pay. All of us, we have stories to tell. I'm not doing my music for money. I have some people that say you should do this. I send my song to a radio station in Philippines, and they call me and ask me, I hope you are not going to charge us. I say, no, my music is for evangelization. It's for evangelism. Just get the song, play it, inspire people, make sure that the lost souls are returning to God. I am strictly for evangelism. I am not there for money. That is not what God called me for. I know that when the money will come, it will come. I spend my money to do music. That is why a track, in that album, a track cost me over 40,000 naira. I don't know what it is in dollars, but it's a huge amount of money. So if I want to keep...
Uh-oh, we lost him. Let's get him back. All right, let's get him back, family. Hold on. Let's get him back here. Okay, well, I don't know if you can hear me, man, but hold on.
And evangelize, let your songs be all, just everything about you, let it be about the souls of Jesus Christ, and about the souls coming to Jesus. Yeah.
Amen. Well, what we're going to do, man, we're going to play that song right now. And before we do that, please give all of your social media handles, how they can get your music, and things like that. So you have the floor.
Okay, right now, the only song that is online is don't give up, and you, sorry, I can make it. I can make it is on all digital outlets, so anybody can get in there and get the song. But Don't Give Up is actually on Google. So if anybody Google Don't Give Up by Remedy John, it's going to display thousands of links that the songs have been in. The songs is on link there, so you can, everybody can, anybody can get in there and download the song. And the rest of the tracks, you can get it through me on my social media. Just contact me. Like I said before, my Facebook page still remains Remedy John. I still go by Remedy John. And my Twitter handle still goes with Remedy John. Then my Instagram is Remedy the Great. Remedy the Great. That is my Instagram handle. And my email is remedyofficial@gmail.com. The official is officihal@gmail.com. That's remedyofficial@gmail.com. I am open for ministration, open to travel around, open to bless souls, inspire them, get every lost soul connected to God. I'm looking forward to travel around, even in the U.S. I have a whole lot of people say they want me to come over. They really want me to sing my song in the U.S. And I'm still praying that one day that God should make that possible. I'm looking forward to travel around. So anybody can get in contact with me. You can get my song. It's not for sale. If you get in contact with me, I'll send it to you. I wouldn't mind. I will send it out to you just to inspire you, to ensure that God bless you through my songs. What I am really after, I find it quite fulfilling and joyful each time someone gets in contact with me and tell me it's gonna work. Bless you when listening to your song. I was down, but when I listened to your song, I felt inspired. I felt motivated. So that's my greatest fulfillment in life. That's my greatest joy. And that's what I'm up for.
Amen. Amen. So, family, we have one more song for you right now from Remedy John, and it's entitled I Can Make It, right here on the Psalmist Voice Presents. And when we come back, we're going to wrap this thing up. So keep it locked, family. We'll be right back after this. Don't you dare move a muscle.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Josiah Khalid. Listen, you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio. Walk with me. Let's go.
You know, a life is a battlefield. But though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Because I know he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. So no matter the storms of life that I'm passing through, I know that I'm going to make it through. Yeah.
When trouble comes my way, and it seems to weigh me down, I'll look up to the hills. I walked on in praise, I looked up to his face, for
you. Life may be rough myself, but I know that I'm gonna make it through. Cause I'm not alone.
I'm not alone. I'm not alone.
I'm victoriously inclined. No matter what it is, I was born to win. I was born to reign. I was born to shine. I ain't stopping out now.
Everything is possible when the Lord's are by your side.
Yes, you can make it. You can stand. No situation is more than
find your way. You can make it.
You're listening to the Psalmist Voice Presents right now on TPV Radio.
We are back. Psalmist Voice Presents International Christian recording artist, Remedy John, who's in the building. And we've been chopping it up for the last hour, talking about his project, how God has given him a new vision, a new focus, a new purpose to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, not only in where he is in Nigeria, Africa, but all over the world. So we're about to wrap this thing up, man. But do you have any final thoughts or words of encouragement you'd like to give to the world and to the family, not only in regards to the ministry that you have right now, but just in general? So, Remedy, you have the floor.
Great privilege that you have given me to be on your show. It's a great privilege and it's a great honor. And I thank God and I'm grateful to God and you as well. I want to use this time to tell the whole world and everyone listening to this program. Number one, I want to say that this is actually God's voice speaking to humanity through such a program like this, that people can listen and hear the gospel of Christ being preached in songs and in words, is a great, you're actually doing a great job. And to tell people that irrespective of what they are going through, irrespective of this pandemic, irrespective of what this virus has done in our lives and the lives of the loved ones around us and the world in large, I want to tell us that weeping may endure, but joy is going to come in the morning. I want to tell each and everybody right now that God is not asleep. He is working. There is a reason that everything is happening in the world, and God knows how to protect his children. So irrespective of everything that the devil is trying to work against the Christians, trying to work against the children of God, we are victorious. I want to tell each and everybody out there that we are not fighting for victory, but we are fighting from victory that Jesus Christ has already made possible right on the cross of Calvary. When he said it is finished, he was talking about our problems. He was talking about our situation. He was talking about whatever battles and storms that the devil might drag to our doorstep. So I want everybody to get inspired with God's word. Whatever this is going to get off. It's going to go. And it's going already. So May God use this song, my song, and every other song in the world to bless you. I want everybody to get connected to God. Psalm 91 says, he that abide under the shadow of the Almighty shall dwell in the secrets of the Most High. You can meet the virus and God will heal you instantly. You can touch this virus and God will protect you from harming you. What we need right now is for us to is just to infiltrate, to ensure that the word of God baptizes us, to soak ourselves in God's word and live by it, speak it every time, walk in it, stay by it, and live in it. Definitely, what affects the world will not affect us. Because even if we are in the world, we are more than what is in the world. We have conquered the world and everything that is in it. So I want to bless you. And I pray that God use my music as a medium, as a channel to touch you, to get you connected. I'm all about reconnecting humanity back to God. I pray that God use my music as a point of contact to your need, as a point of contact to your protection, as a point of contact for your revolution, as a point of contact for your rejuvenation in God. And that's my greatest happening. Stay blessed, stay safe, stay at home. And this whole pandemic will be over. It's just for a while. And God, children, must sing victorious on. We are victorious. God bless you all. And bless you, sir, for giving me this great privilege to be on your show. I am so, so honored. So honored. That God bless you and inspired you for more and more exploits. Thank you, sir.
Well, we thank you, man, for coming on the show. And we finally got you on. I'm just excited that we were able to keep you locked alive right here. Now, if you want to listen to this broadcast, you can listen to it on our website. For all of you internationally, I know you're having problems with our Live 365 app. So you can go to our website, www.ppvradionetwork.com. And you can click on the active link right now on the website. You'll hear us live right now, but you can also listen to the show once again if you've missed it. So again, go to www.ppvradio.com and you will click on, you'll see the link. It'll say The Psalmist Voice presents international Christian recording artist Remy John. Just click that link and you can listen to the show in its entirety. So we definitely, again, appreciate you, my brother, for coming on the show. And we will keep in touch with you because here at the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, we are family. So we'll send you some tidbits, anything that you're doing, any projects that you're doing, any song that you're doing, whatever you have. For you, we definitely will make sure the family over here in the States will get it and make sure we send it so people can see exactly what you're doing. I also know you have another interview coming up this evening, so tell the family that's listening a little bit about that before we get out of here today.
It's going to be the program as well. It's going to be Facebook Live, so everybody's going to host me up. It's going to be handled by, the program is called Live to Worship. Yeah, I Love to Worship by Chandra Nicole Kaur. It's going to be a Facebook Live program. I'm going to be live on Facebook with her. So anybody can actually send me a friend request to be a part of that program or to send her a friend request so she's going to lock us up. It's going to be a great moment. I'm also going to be sharing my experience, my love project and everything, my encounter with Jesus and everything. I pray. I just hope everybody hook up to that show and get connected and share my story. You all be inspired. And it's going to be taking 8 p.m. today.
Awesome.
And which is going to be like 1 a.m. in my country.
Okay. So we'll definitely keep it locked and loaded over here. We'll definitely transmit it over here from the Psalmist Voice Radio Network just to get it, get the word out there. So you heard it here first, family. Again, let's give a hand clap for international Christian recording artist Remy John. He was in the building. And again, thank you so much for coming on the show. So that's about time to get it in. It's
time to eat some lunch over here in the States. It's time to eat dinner. It's time to go to bed wherever you are internationally across the world. We again thank you so very much. And again, family, always remember, you are more than you think and greater than you heard. And when you see the Psalmist's voice, or when you see Remy John in the mall, at the store, doing the thing for the kingdom of God, walk with the kingdom, walk with Jesus, and walk with us, family. Let's go. We will see you next time on another exciting episode of the Psalmist Voice Presents. And family, I'm done. God bless you, and we will see you next time.
The Psalmist Voice presents Let's Go.
TPV Radio, Central Texas.